Now we are.
We are now recording.
We are now recording, yes. I'm going to just turn those down a hair.
It's interesting that we actually are doing this kind of on a weekly basis again.
Both on Sundays.
So, I mean, who knows what next week will look
like.
Yeah,
right?
But
welcome back. I'm David West.
I'm Kurt Steiner. And today we've got a few things to talk about. How do you like that Gosei?
I haven't even opened it
Oh,
yet.
You haven't even opened
no,
it?
No, let me do
so,
that.
I was at Triton Brewing after a nice hike, because you know how last time I was talking about taking a hike over
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Just go take a hike.
In Fort Benjamin Harrison. I love that place to go hiking. It kind of sucks you have to pay $7 every time you go in there. But
is there like a pass you can buy?
There is a pass you can buy, but I mean, I'm not sure if I'd go there enough to warrant me buying one.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I was hiking. I went and I started my hike at 12, expecting that it would take me about an hour and a half. So it actually took me an hour. I'm like, well, crap, now I have to wait another hour until Trident opens, because I've never been to their taproom. I've had their beer from bottles, and honestly, I don't think their bottled beer does them justice.
I don't think I've ever had a bottle of theirs. I've only had cans.
Bottles of Rail Splitter, Rail Splitter, which was on tap versus the bottle, I honestly had a better experience with the on tap than the bottle. What do you think?
Refreshing.
Exactly. That's how I described it. It's very refreshing. It's a nice... It's not a very tart sour, but it's a very refreshing sour. So what we're drinking right now is their Barn Phantom Gosei Pomegranate. And they have pomegranate, blueberry, and I believe mango, and just normal. It's a good beer. I enjoy it. And unlike last time where I was really shit-faced, we're going to have a dignified podcast.
I mean, I don't think the other one was bad.
It wasn't bad, but I was at the end of it, after you took that off, I started to really slur my speech, did I not?
Maybe a little bit. What are we talking about today?
Well, South Park comes back on this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. After playing, after seeing all the seasons and playing both, Fractured Butthole and Stick of Truth is now on the Switch.
I saw.
I'm looking forward to it coming back. They're doing a marketing campaign right now for South Park saying, cancel South Park.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're trying to get at, so...
I don't either. I've seen those, but maybe this is the last season of South Park.
I really hope not. I really, really hope not. I mean, it's gone. It has been on for a long time, but for the longest time, it was just comedy sketches. Now it's all about social satire.
Yeah.
And I really hope that the social satire doesn't go away.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed what they've done with it the past couple seasons. I like the season-long story arcs that we've gotten maybe the past four seasons.
Past two...
No,
I feel like the first story arc was the PC Bros up to advertising, and then the next one was Member Berries and Donald Trump getting elected.
I feel like the season before that was as well. Maybe not in a complete sense.
Not really.
Okay.
It didn't feel like it, because I recently just watched this all on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope it's not the last season. That would make my heart very heavy. And also, they're raking in too much cash. They're raking in more cash now than they did back when they released their first movie.
Well, they don't really want to keep doing it. They're having a really hard time writing it nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like they were really depressed during the election two years ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then there was last season, too, so that would at least put three seasons. They've had a season since Donald Trump got elected.
Yeah. And that's where we ended off, was the last thing that they talk about was the Donald Trump, which is Mr. Mackey,
yeah.
Not Master Mackey, I'm sorry, Mr. Garrison,
yeah.
Is going around the woods asking people, how are my ratings? Please rate me. I'm doing a good job, I swear.
Yeah.
I mean,
Matt and Trey haven't wanted to do it for a while.
Yeah, they got really, I can see that they got really bummed. I also started watching American Horror Story Cult.
Yeah. You watch the others?
I've watched every single season except for Roanoke. I got so bored with it, I just quit halfway through.
Gotcha.
But I started watching Cult, and as I started watching Cult, I'm like, God, this is awful. This is not fun.
I said that during season one, during Murder House.
I loved Murder House. I love Coven. Those are good. It's a thriller. It's not really horror.
Yeah.
So it's more of a thriller, but this one is too... And I hate to say it, because, I mean, I'm definitely a very... left-leaning person.
Yeah.
this one is too charged for me. It's too politically too much left.
Gotcha.
It's too much left that it hurts.
Huh. I gave up on the show after Murder House. I hated the I really enjoyed the school shooting episode. I thought that was super well done. And then I felt like it never matched, and I hated some of the twists.
Which is weird, because you're a big Stephen King fan. I'm surprised that you do. What do you think about Black Mirror? Have you seen
Black Mirror? I haven't seen the most recent season of Black Mirror, but yeah, I like Black Mirror.
Oh, the recent season is great.
Yeah, yeah.
The best part about it is that the recent season is like, it's like every season, four or five episodes. But in the fourth episode of the current season, all the technological breakthroughs are all... make a comeback in the last episode.
Oh, really?
It's really interesting.
Huh. Okay.
Honestly, of Black Mirror, the best episode is the last episode on this new season.
Okay.
So yeah, I need to watch it. Highly recommend that to everyone who's listening.
Yeah, it's what, season four? I've watched the first three seasons. I just need to watch the most recent.
The one show that messed me up... like, I've seen most of the show. I haven't seen all the episodes. The one episode that messed me up the most was the social hierarchy based on your Instagram
life. Bryce Dallas Howard?
Good God, that terrified me.
Yeah. It wasn't the pig fucking?
That was disturbing, but I mean... okay, here's the fraternity story.
No. No, we're good.
It doesn't involve actual fucking of animals, but we would always...
oh, God.
We would always convince...
am I going to have to find a new co-host next week?
No.
It's going to be another Kyle.
We're going to... There was a running joke in the chapter where we would have, like, hey, guys, you better get ready for initiation week because you're going to get to meet Tina. And Tina was a running joke that never happened. It was a... one of the previous brothers, like an alumni who graduated 5 years ago, actually owned a goat farm, and he had a goat named Tina that would hang around at the house. But this was an off campus house, so everybody was like really chill with having a pet goat.
Kurt, did you fuck a pig?
No, I did not fuck a pig.
Did you fuck a goat?
No, I did not fuck a goat. But the running joke was then, in order to get initiated, you had to copulate with the goat, and it never happened. Ever, but the running joke was, let's see how far we can push these guys if they're dedicated enough.
Never go out for the Supreme
Court. Oh, I don't. Court. So
never run for office.
I don't plan on it, because if I did, I'd just be like, okay, I hereby dissolute all the United States. We are no longer a country. Have a good time. Anarchy. But...
Our podcast is going to be evidence in some weird case with you down the road.
Well, at least I won't cry like a baby and throw a temper tantrum at a Supreme Court hearing like Kavanaugh did.
Kavanaugh? Did you see Saturday Night Live last night?
No.
Oh,
I was
man.
At work all last night, and then I just came home and fell asleep.
Oh, man, I kind of want to pause this and show you Saturday Night Live.
No, I think I've seen it in passing.
Matt Damon played Kavanaugh.
That's what I think I saw.
Oh, it was perfect.
But back to my story. Basically... yes. One of the we had this one kid. Let's not use his real name.
Why not? Give us the real kid's name.
Oh, I'm not gonna give the real kid's name. I'll give his first name. Jacob had this in his mind, and he's a very flamboyantly gay person, and because he's flamboyantly gay at the time. And he came in with not only condoms for himself, but everybody in his class, because he wanted everybody to get in. And we thought that was the fucking funniest thing that we've ever seen. Needless to say, they all got in without having to do anything. But the fact that he actually bought a roll of condoms for not just himself, but his entire class was fucking epic. Okay, next story, or next thing that we're going to talk about. That's the end of mine.
Can I call security?
I mean, if you want.
I'm good.
Why aren't you smiling?
Help me. Help.
What else?
Me. There's how a was, roll how, on the table now.
How was My Hero's movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was awesome to see on the big screen.
Yeah. Apparently David had a seat open next to him because I couldn't get a... he got his, like, what, a month and a half in advance?
Good thing I did because it sold out.
It sold out immediately. So then when I tried to get a seat, it's like, nope, sorry, we're all sold out. So I was kind of bummed.
A seat ended up being open next to me the entire time. Yeah, because somebody didn't show up,
but the whole rest of the auditorium was packed,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Just one guy didn't show, and it had just happened to be the seat next to me. That's just bad luck, I guess.
It is bad luck.
You're off tomorrow, aren't you?
No, I work in the evening.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Are they showing it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's showing Tuesday as well.
I think I'm working at both places Tuesday, so.
Ah, gotcha. Anyways, yeah, I went and saw it on Thursday. It was my wife's birthday, and we went down and saw it. It was honestly everything I could have hoped for. I had such a blast.
Good storytelling, good villain.
Yeah, the villain was a new villain. And it's not revealed until towards the end of it that he gets his powers from One for All.
Mm-hmm.
Or All for One, sorry.
All for One, yeah.
All for One. He was given his powers from there, so it's almost like a sentient Nomu almost, but mm-hmm. he's a guy. But it turns out on the island there's a plot. A handful of students are there visiting, and they're
like a field trip visiting.
Well, we saw from the tie-in episode that All Might invited Midoriya.
Just Midoriya, and that's what we thought.
Just Midoriya. But when he gets there, it turns out that Todoroki got to go because of his dad, and
so it was like sort of a conference or something.
Well, yeah, there's this big tech support conference thing going on. So we got introduced in the tie-in episode to his old sidekick, David.
That's his sidekick. It wasn't just a friend.
No, it was his old sidekick.
Oh, okay.
Who basically was just a tech wizard.
Okay.
But yeah, he was basically a sidekick, and it opens up with like both of them super young with All Might still in school.
Like how young would you say? Like
All Might was in school.
Like what do you mean school school? Like do you mean high school or do you mean pre high school?
Hero school.
Okay, okay.
He was visiting the States during his time at hero school, and okay. Then they even mentioned, hey, we're gonna miss the lecture or stuff like that. So school.
Okay, school. But not like not but like
maybe college. Do they have college? I don't know how.
Well,
that
I mean,
works.
You talked about what's his face, Knucklebuster. That whole side story that kid's going to university.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how that works for people in the hero program.
But I mean, people in the hero program are probably it's just like the traditional Japanese is 3 years of high school.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, I feel like it's technical school?
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they're technically getting trained for the job that they're going to take right out of high school.
That makes sense.
So they wouldn't technically need university, but
yeah.
I don't think it would be shunned upon. I mean, it's like, I feel like you get a free ride. Like, hey, I'm a hero for you guys. I'm employed by the government. Free ride, please.
Yeah, right? So he's at school in the States, and he's even like, I named this attack after your home state. California Smash.
Okay.
Like, it's like clearly when he's named, like, it's why he named him after
the U.S. is because of Dave?
Well, just his time in the U.S.
So he fell in love with the U.S., but he didn't stay in the U.S.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's probably because there was a
So Dave opens up in basically a tech island called I Island.
Okay, so Information Island or
what? Yeah, whatever. And they're having a big heroes conference. It's kind of funny. So Toho is one of the producers of the show.
Yep.
Do you know what their major property is?
No.
Godzilla.
Huh.
We're introduced to Godzilla in My Hero Academia.
Like the legitimate.
Yeah, he's a hero. He's a pro hero, Godzilla.
But he's the full height. What?
Godzilla exists in My Hero Academia. They didn't show him like he was big, but he wasn't taller than buildings. Big.
But is he like the principal where he can talk?
Yeah, yeah.
So he just fucking talks and shit.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, he's here. They made a joke about it. It was something like, oh, he's here because of our the convention producer or something like that. It's like, oh, clever joke.
Oh, okay.
It's like, huh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it broke the fourth wall there a little bit, but it was kind of nice.
Well, there's a difference between breaking the fourth wall and then beating it to a bloody fucking pulp. that's beyond breaking the fourth wall. That's like, that's circle jerking yourself.
A little bit, but it was funny.
That is funny. I like that. That's fun.
So Midoriya gets to the island. He gets introduced to Dave's daughter, Melissa, who is a couple of years older than him. I think she said she was 18, 2 years older, so Midoriya would be about 16.
Yeah, because we were thinking, like, how old is he?
Which would then make what's-his-face, Mr. Disappear.
Mirio?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is that his hero name?
Yeah. Mirio. Oh, that's just his name.
Mirio is, like, then he would be, like, 18, 19?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
did we say spoilers before we started talking about this?
I mean, this is all in the first, like, 10 minutes. So,
oh, okay.
Spoilers. But Midoriya goes to, like, gets introduced to her, and she's really adorable, and I think that's the best...
Kawaii.
Yeah, I think that's the best ship. If you were to ship two characters together, I'd prefer Midoriya and her over anybody.
Oh, so not Deku and... You Gravity?
No.
What's her face? Bangs? Lady?
Yeah, gotcha. Any other time I think
they'd make a cute couple.
Another person who I think would make a cute couple
would be Todoroki and Bakugo.
Uraraka. Huh? Todoroki and Bakugo?
I think it would work.
Yeah. You've been on the shitposting page, huh? You've been on the Facebook shitposting.
Yeah. Hey, it's better than seeing all my butt-fucking Endeavor and saying plus ultra.
That does not happen in the movie.
That fucking scarred me. I won't be able to unsee that.
Yeah. My hero fandom, jeez.
Yeah, well, any type of fandom gets that.
I know.
I mean, Rule 34 is a thing for a reason.
So, meets her. She gives him some tech that's really neat. That basically allows him to punch. She's like, it should be able to withstand 3 punches at full power. So we get to see Deku unleash 100% a couple times without destroying himself.
Huh.
When
he was fighting that muscle guy, was that 100 or was that 1,000?
He says 1 million, but I think that was more of a hype thing.
So it was probably just 100.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really go above 100%.
True. Although,
there's been instances where people have lifted cars due to adrenaline and shit like that.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, survival, the difference between fighting and then survival fighting is, that's the argument I would say.
Yeah. He gets introduced to other students that happen to be there, like Todoroki's there because of his dad, Momo's there because of her family, find out that a handful of others got invited because of them. Like, Momo was able to bring along a couple and find out that Mineta and... why am I spacing his name? The electric guy. Kaminari.
Yeah.
Are both there because they're working it. They're working as waiters.
Interesting.
Bakugo's there because he was the sports festival champion.
That makes sense.
So he got invited. And then that's pretty much your main cast. You have Uraraka. She was one of them Momo invited, and so was Jiro.
Yeah.
Headphone Jack.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your main cast.
So do we know why What's-Her-Face is really rich? Do we ever find out?
Not yet. I haven't yet.
I mean, I feel like if I had her power, I would just fucking Philosopher's Stone that shit and make a bunch of gold.
Right.
So that means that, I mean, she would inherit something like that from her parents. Maybe that's how they got incredibly wealthy, that they were just able to shit gold, literally.
Yeah, maybe. So all the other students are there, but not in any capacity. So all of them I just named are there for the party, But they all ended up going for Tilt Trip.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
But even, like, even Froppy's barely in it, and she's, like, a fan favorite, but she has nothing. She's
more than a fan favorite.
Yeah. For you?
No, she's more than a fan favorite. Like, literally, every Rule 34 is of her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't blame the people, but it's a little much. But, I mean, that's how it is with any type of fandom, is you have one person that everybody really enjoys, and then somebody has to ruin it.
Oh, Kurt. This is a nice, innocent, like, family show.
Yeah. I mean, we've said worse things.
I know. But, yeah, so there's a plot to steal...
There's a plot. End of story.
To steal an item. Like, there's a heist. It's pretty much a heist movie.
Oh.
And our group of heroes weren't in the room when it was taken over. They were waiting outside because Tenya had to get everybody together and wasn't letting them not enter as a group. And because I forgot to mention, he was there because, of course, his family.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, yeah, we can't enter as a group. Where are the others? Where are Bakugo and Kirishima? And so they're late to the party because of those two being lost. They just happen to get lost.
But they're working the event. How do they get lost?
No, Kirishima and Bakugo weren't. Kirishima was Bakugo's plus one for being the sports festival winner. But Kirishima was leading Bakugo to the party, but at one point they're just like in a random tunnel, and he's like, where the hell are we going? And he's like, I don't know. I don't have a map. We're just going. Figured we'd find it at some point.
Nice.
Yeah. And basically, they have to get from the bottom floor all the way up to the top of the main tower. So it's basically them working their way through the...
So it's like the slapstick comedy part of the movie.
A little bit, but there's quite a bit of action that happens in there. A couple of villain fights. They're fighting henchmen and robots, and it's awesome.
But is there any more than one Nomu?
Well, he's not a Nomu. He's a person.
Are there other Nomus?
No. Okay. No. Not at all.
Okay.
But he's been given powers.
Okay.
Like they were. But he's sentient. He's not just a random...
smiling weird fuck.
Yeah, not a brainless bird thing.
Yeah.
So, basically the story is Dave had created a device to enhance a superhero's powers. To enhance a hero's powers.
Beyond. Plus Ultra.
Well, he did it pretty much to save All Might. He had been tracking All Might's downgrading health.
So he was making it so that All Might wouldn't have to give up all
well, for one. Well, and one he doesn't all. Know. He doesn't know. Dave doesn't know that All Might chose to pass it on.
Oh.
And even though he was hurt, it shouldn't have taken him out of commission like it was.
Uh-huh.
But it's the fact that he passed it on that super... like that made it happen a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And we know that. They've told us that.
But he didn't communicate that with Dave.
No.
Okay.
So Dave created this device that would allow All Might to still be All Might.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have. Until... so, spoilers, definitely. Finds out that Dave was the one who had set up the party to be...
A heist.
So he could steal his own invention. To then give to All Might. Because the company had basically taken control. He didn't have...
Oh, okay. So
he couldn't give it to him under his own free will.
So
he had
it was
to,
multiple heists going on at once.
Yeah, it turns out...
trying to get the device...
Yeah, and he ended up being double-crossed as well.
Okay.
From basically the plot from...
All for One. Okay.
Which, it pretty much, the end fight is... The guy was pretty much just a stand-in for All for One.
Okay.
His creepy music plays and everything when All Might's like realizing
that it's
all connected.
Okay.
And I love that music. The All For One's music. It's super creepy and I like it. But you get to see the final fight is basically all the other heroes have been separated. They're down taking care of another like small thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Deku and All Might get to go all out.
On this dude.
And it is beautiful. Like, I was almost in tears. Like, they both get to do, like, the main punches, both of them just full. Mm-hmm. And full power on both of them. And that's when the thing breaks. Deku's now used full power 3 times, obviously. Huh. And it shatters. And but it was cool. So good. It was beautiful. Just the colors. So remember on the show where All Might got to do his United States of Smash?
Yeah.
And all the pretty colors and all that whole sequence?
Yeah.
It was pretty much like that for the entire fight.
Ooh, that's cool. Well, I mean, you get, even though it's a movie, that's an animated movie, yeah. I feel like they get a little bit more budget to do that flashy shit.
100%. And I was a little bit confused on where this took place.
Like, timeline?
A little bit. There was a little inconsistencies a little bit. Because a couple characters use their ultimate moves.
That haven't been quite developed in the main storyline?
Yeah.
Okay.
But All Might would still have his powers.
Does Dave actually have a quirk, or is he just
No, he's human, him and his daughter.
So they're just quirkless.
Yeah. Which, there's a nice touching moment with Deku finding out that she was quirkless, but he couldn't say anything.
Okay.
Because, I mean, how could he?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was like you once.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he was thinking. But yeah, if you get an opportunity to see it, I think I gave pretty generic review of it.
Oh,
so.
It's not a question. Well, it's not a question if when, do I want to
see it. It's when.
It's when. I want to see this.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to wait until you put it on Vudu, but I want to see it.
Yeah, depending on. I wonder how fast they'll turn it around.
But besides that, what else is big news going on?
Well, we just watched the season finale.
The season finale of season three, which was nice. We got to meet, what's his face, the phaser guy.
Miro.
Interesting character. Weird quirk. Definitely requires a lot of training. I think it's really cool that it shows, like it takes a lot for me to use this, but when I do use it properly, I'm OP as shit.
Right?
Just like how All Might is with All For One. For All, I mean.
There are still showings this next coming week. The theater actually added a ton more.
And that's the one all the way over by...
The Southside. Southside of Indianapolis on Tuesday. Monday.
I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow.
No showings on Monday.
I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow, so I can't really do anything. Like, I haven't eaten a cooked meal by my own hands in about a week and a half. And I'm starting to feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, understandable. So, two heroes, actually. The first 2 days it was out, Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, made over $2 million.
And that's impressive for like a limited release movie.
Oh, yeah. Very impressive. That means it's probably sold out pretty much every showing it had.
Which is great.
And theaters are adding more showings.
Did we talk about last time about how there was that guy who wore a My Hero shirt who got hacked by a machete?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
The hero.
So there was a news story a while ago how somebody... Was this in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody was trying to attack an old lady with a machete. And this,
at a Starbucks or
at
something
at a Starbucks
like that.
Or something like that. Which is a weird place to bring a machete anyway.
Well, he's going after his... He was going after his girlfriend or something.
I thought it was a grandma.
No. The guy was went to attack his girlfriend.
Regardless,
also, look at that adorable boy.
That's a puppy.
That is a puppy.
The guy was in line for whatever.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a My Hero shirt, and he just steps in front of the guy with the machete. He gets macheted or hacked. He gets hacked, but he's not in a state where he can't still take out his attacker. And you get to see this guy after he's being interviewed about how brave he was, and he's wearing not the same shirt, but another My Hero shirt, and everybody's like, oh my god, Plus Ultra is real!
Yeah, it's just a nice little thing. Like, this show's brought so many people together.
It's like me fighting off a villain in a... Like, if I'm going to a bank, me fighting off a villain in a Power Ranger shirt or something.
Yeah, like, this guy, like, stepped up. It inspired him enough to be like, I'm actually going to do something about this.
It's sad that cartoons can inspire us more than patriotic duty or preserving other people's life.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's incredible that it can do that, but it's also like, I feel like that should be an inherent thing that we have as humans.
Oh, we've got to watch this. So, it's football season. Apparently, the Cleveland Browns just did something amazing. And it's not necessarily about football.
What do they do?
two of the Cleveland Browns players do the fusion dance
as from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Speaking of which, did the Colts do well? I think
they lost in overtime.
Yeah, because somebody was talking about that. It's like, I'm really not that big of a deal, a big sports guy, but I mean, in order to make passing conversation with people you work with, how about them Colts?
Yeah, right. It was a good game. Yeah, okay. We lost in overtime by a field goal.
Is that all you've had to do today at work? Watch that, because there's not many people?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else is there?
What else do we have to talk about?
That's what I'm trying to think.
Last time we talked about what's coming out here soon. Oh, Jack Black retired.
What?
Yeah, apparently he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of the Hollywood Star.
Yeah.
And once he got it, he pretty much announced that, hey, I got the thing, and now that I got the thing, there's not much more.
I don't think that's legitimate, because, he has two movies that come out. One just came out last week, House with a Clock in Its Walls.
That came out last week. I want to see that.
Apparently, he is in the second Goosebumps as well. There's a new album about to drop for Tenacious D.
Really?
And a YouTube Red series to go with it for Tenacious D. So there's still a lot of Jack Black right on the horizon. And he's in he's been announced for like the Jumanji sequel too.
I mean, after all that, he might retire. I mean, he's 50 now, dude.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird to think. Oof. But yeah, he claimed that he might not be like that for a while.
I mean, he's a jokester, so
I hope he doesn't. He's funny. Honestly, one of my favorite childhood games from high school was Brutal Legends, and he's the main
voice actor. Yeah.
That's a great game, and I wish they made a sequel to that. That would be such a fun time. For anybody who likes metal and who likes RPG and stuff like that, definitely play Brutal Legends. It might be an older game, like came out in 2007. But the graphics are still solid, the gameplay is still solid, and the music is outstanding. It's all metal. And I don't mean like all new metal. I'm talking about like 70s, 80s, 90s, thousands. It's all good stuff. It's a fun game. Definitely recommend it. It still gets a 9 out of 10 on IGN, so it's definitely worth playing in my opinion.
All right. I never played it. I saw a couple people play it, but I never did.
Do you have an Xbox?
No.
I was going to say, if you did, I could just give you the disc.
Yeah, I don't, unfortunately.
It's a good game.
I've never owned an Xbox.
I've never owned a PlayStation.
Someone's missing out, and it's not me.
Yeah. My friends are actually trying to convince me to get a custom-built computer right now, because they want to play Rocket League with me. And I don't blame them. It looks like fun. As long as I don't have to play Fortnite.
Crossplay. Well, Switch has crossplay.
It has crossplay, but you can't match up with those people.
Really?
Like,
why?
Well, the thing is it requires a certain, like you can encounter them as playing against other people, but you can't join their team.
Okay.
Like you can't team chat or do teamwork.
Anybody can team chat if you just call them.
Yeah. It's... But what is this device? A phone?
Yeah.
What is a phone?
Exactly.
Honestly, though, I remember as a kid growing up when I had my Xbox Live account, I was like, this is the cheapest cell phone service I've ever had.
Awesome.
$50 for a full year just talking to my friends anytime, anywhere. Well, anytime I was on the Xbox. We still have about like 10 to 15 minutes we have to kill. We've got to come up with something.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to. I'm looking. Apparently, Fortnite is just as addictive as heroin.
Well, no shit.
To health experts.
I remember I was watching this this meme thing about how there's these two kids who were having, instead of a fight, they were having a Fortnite dance fight where they were imitating the bragging dances from the. Oh, God. It makes me cringe for the future.
I've played approximately maybe 20 rounds of Fortnite.
Do you see the hype?
No, I don't. Not at all.
The hype is that it's a free game and that kids can get into it really easily. It's like, you remember a while ago how Minecraft had a huge following?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the exact same thing. It's all the kids are like, ooh, let's all play this game so that we can socialize and have something in common. Just like how people were like, oh, let's play Minecraft together and have something in common. Like when I was growing up, it was, let's all play Halo 3 and Halo Reach and have something in common.
Yeah. Huh.
And that's why it's funny that it happens this way, but it's always happened in that kind of sense where it was originally Call of Duty, it was originally Halo, then it went to Call of Duty, then it went to Minecraft, then it went to
I've never been Fortnite. On any of those trends.
But the thing is those trends are, it's a bunch of like preteens or preteens that are all trying to discover themselves. They have to find a creative outlet somehow. And they just pour hours and hours into the game. So yeah. You have no chance of defeating. I remember when I was a preteen playing Call of Duty, like, I was legitimately good at it.
I haven't played a Call of Duty since Call of Duty 3.
Yeah.
It was a launch title. It was one of the two launch titles I bought for my PS3. Because I got my PS3 at launch.
And that's the sad thing is the last real good Call of Duty, in my opinion, was that one. Because that's the last time that they talked about historical, accurate
games. Oh, they just had World War II come out last year.
Yeah, they had World War II come out. But do you know that they have automatic shotguns and shit?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they have automatic shotguns. They have, like...
That's not realistic.
That's not realistic or historically accurate.
Yeah.
They have a lot of historically inaccurate guns in there just to make it more competitive multiplayer.
Well, that's dumb.
It is dumb. That's World so at dumb. War was good, though. I liked World at War. That was the last good World War II game. What I think should happen is, like, you know how Far Cry did a Far Cry
Primal?
Primal?
Yeah.
That was a good concept. Let's do that with Call of Duty and have, like...
Muskets?
Muskets. So that the reloading time is... like a minute.
To teach kids patience.
To teach kids patience and how to properly snipe.
Oh, man.
And also have the guns be as inaccurate as they were back in the day.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Just as like a torture device.
Oh, not as a torture. I think it wouldn't be a torture device. I think it would be a good. Not only would it teach them history, it would teach them, like, hey, shit wasn't easy back in the day.
This episode's going to be so easy to tag. And it might be our, like, best episode ever because I'll tag My Hero Academia, Fortnite, and Call of Duty. And those fucking...
those have lots of following.
Yeah. Everyone's going to jizz all over this. We're explicit. What? That's why we have the explicit rating.
Yeah.
I just mentioned jizzing all over this. And I was shaking my head at you earlier.
Yeah, you were. Talking about the possibility of goat fucking.
God damn it.
But I think it would be interesting to even take it further back to, like, the medieval times, where you'd be loading crossbows, longbows. There's a ton of games that exist out there where it's...
I've played my fair share of Skyrim.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, do that in a multiplayer competitive way.
You know, I've never understood... I guess I understand the appeal of multiplayer games, but they've never been for me.
The reason that multiplayer games have such a following is the same reason why the tween and teen market flock to them, is because it's social interaction that they can have when people are awkward. Like, when the nerdy kid is awkward, he can at least have online friends. He may not have real-life friends, well, but he can find people of a similar mind to interact with.
I prefer that, like... same way I played growing up. Just have... I loved those, like, sleepovers where I'd have, like, two of my buddies over and we just play fucking Soul Calibur all night.
And I mean, but that's the thing. You had physical friends.
I did, yes, because...
But we are having a problem now, but I was modern a
big
day.
Fucking, I was a big fucking dweeb.
But the thing is as parents become more protective of their offspring for some weird reason, they don't want them to interact with kids that they could see as bad influences, but they can't censor what their kids do online.
Yeah.
So what they do is they hang out.
I don't want my kid to have like access to a cell phone or a tablet until they're like 12, 15.
I won't say cell phone. They will have a tablet, some sort of like text messaging.
Schools allow them to.
Like some sort of text messaging system so that I can, like, hey, I got detention today. Don't come and pick me up. I was like, okay. Or something like that. Well, first off, if you got detention, I'll be kind of upset.
Yeah.
I've only gotten detention once. Do you want to hear the story?
I got detention quite a bit. Because I couldn't wake up in time, and I was always late my senior year.
I only got detention once, and that was the last week of my senior year in high school. So I get there's a blue pass, which means you're going to the dean's office, so you know you're already in for some shit. So I get a dean's pass, and the last time that I went to the dean's office was when they found that my drug test was positive for marijuana in sophomore year, and I'm like, fuck, what is it now? So I walk down, so as I'm getting up to go there, because I see that it's a blue pass, I'm like, okay.
Why do you have a drug test in high school?
Because I signed a waiver saying that they could take away my parking rights if I was taking marijuana.
Did you get caught?
Yeah. I don't know who.
Before the drug test?
Yeah. Well, no. They had to come and get me to do the drug test because they suspected me. And then when I showed up positive, then they took away my parking rights, which really wasn't a big deal. Like, the thing is it's to get athletes and people who have social... standing in the school to like get them out of that social standing, but since I wasn't part of marching band or an athlete, pretty much all they could do was take away my parking rights for like 3 months, and they made me go to a drug awareness class. That shit was fucked. That drug awareness class was horrible. Those people like had
they realized super... it's only marijuana, right?
Yeah, but those kids had super depressing stories, like, oh, I'm doing coke on the daily, I'm doing whippets. All these people around me is like, holy shit,
I just had a little bit of weed.
I just smoked a little bit of weed. I'm not fucking trying to kill myself. I'm just trying to have a weird body experience. But Jesus.
That's awful.
That kind of fucked me up a little bit.
So, back to kids being addicted to other things like Fortnite. My nephew, 7 years old, he's in kindergarten, got caught stealing my brother-in-law's credit card. To buy skins on Fortnite.
Jesus Christ.
And now these are the same kids that have access to my Vudu account that also has access to my fucking PayPal credit card. Never buy anything because it charges me. If you do, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna make you pay me. But every so often I just get random things added on my Vudu account, and I have to ask my sister. I'm like, did someone buy this? She's like, God damn it. And I'm just like, I'm not mad.
I'm just disappointed.
But find out. And she'll...
But what is it like that he finds? Like, it's not like Girls Gone Wild 35.
No. Like, someone added Star Wars before I bought it. I'm like, God damn it. I'm going to buy this anyway. And just, like, random stuff like that.
Okay.
It's nothing. So it's not like a 7 year... Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was like, David, you're like a grown adult. Did you really want to buy this movie?
Well, to be fair, their grandparents, my parents, do buy them movies.
On that Vudu.
Well, they'll buy the DVD copies and give me the codes. That's why a lot of those movies are on there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Most of the 90% of those movies probably come from my dad.
Okay.
Especially since I've been married.
There's a lot of good choices on there, but there's some weird choices. Movie you need to put on there, because I like, when I'm drunk, I like to watch this movie on Netflix and they took it off. Labyrinth.
Yeah, I need to buy Labyrinth on Blu-ray. Do I own it on Blu-ray? I might actually own it on Blu-ray, but it didn't come with a digital code. So I'm not going to rebuy it digitally.
Okay.
Because I own it.
Either way, it's a fun movie to watch when you're drunk and or high. Although, I saw it for
like watching anything when I'm drunk.
I watched it the first time, Labyrinth, when I was 22 and sober.
Yeah.
It was too much for me. Like, I had to watch it in three separate sittings.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is literally way more than my brain can take.
Pluto sad. Couldn't take it, huh?
Couldn't take it. It was just overwhelming of WTF. Oh, that Batcave was cool. That Lego
right?
Build.
That Lego Batcave?
That must have taken years.
Right? Oh, man.
What else? I mean, we're at the marker. We could.
We could, yeah.
We could cut it off. But is there anything else we could talk about?
I'm sure there is, and it's just spacing us.
I mean, we talked a little bit about Cavanaugh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to go into details on that. I tried to keep this pretty politics free for the most part.
Yeah, I mean,
there's been episodes where we have, and it's like a deep dive on it dedicated to that.
Yeah. Either way, I think he's guilty. Well, I can leave it at that.
And even if he's not guilty, he proved to us he's not mentally stable to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So. And he committed perjury, so that automatically.
So he lied in front of the.
Yeah, you lied under oath and got caught.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone should disqualify him. But probably won't happen, and you know, if it's not Kavanaugh, they'll find somebody else that'll get in there.
I don't know. Thing is after Obama's guy got shot down, it kind of just went on the back burner. Nobody really cared.
No, they just delayed it until they wouldn't allow Obama's guy to even be like up for it. They kept delaying it until after the election. The Republicans did. So the Republicans had the big enough swinging dick to be like, no, we're not going to accept anybody that he puts up, not until after an election. You can't do this during an election year. And look at it again. It's an election year, and now the Democrats are fighting to push it past the midterm elections, because then hopefully the Democrats have ruling majority, which are most likely to happen.
All I can say about the politics is, hey guys, November 4th is coming up. Please let your voice be heard.
Yeah. Make sure your voting registration day is passed. So if you're not registered at this point, it might be too late.
Oh, I'm registered.
Oh, me too. But they did double check with your state. There has been a recent purge in a lot of states.
And not the kind where you get to kill people one day a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have the ability to vote, regardless if you're right wing, mid wing, or left wing, make your voice heard, even though the Electoral College is a bunch of BS.
Yeah, win these small elections. Win these local elections for the candidate you think is best.
Do the patriotic thing. Thomas Jefferson once said that if, I'm not going to quote this correctly or directly, is that the moment that the general populace stops taking place, voting, is the moment that democracy dies.
Yeah. And I'm talking to people like our age, too. Like, if you're between voting age to your 30s and you think it's pointless to go vote, you need to get that out of your mind right now. We had the lowest turnout of an age group in the 2016 election.
Even though it's depressing and sometimes it doesn't feel like the politicians are doing what you want, the fact of the matter is at least showing your voice is being heard is what matters.
Yeah, only we can make that change.
Only we can make the change.
The old guys are going to die at some point.
I mean, the baby boomers, they're going to be here tops another 20 years. Tops.
Tops.
And that's even with all the breakthrough medical shit that we keep bringing out. They're all in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. I don't see a lot of them living to be 120. Maybe people our age might be live to 120. Shoot me if I become more than 100. I'm going to get bored of living.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to be bored of living at that point. I'm not going to try to keep my life going for 120 years. The body is not, the mind is not designed to live in eternity.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't want to live that old because I would miss people too much.
The thing is I know for a fact that I know I'm a little bit overweight and I don't exercise as much as I should.
Yeah, go team.
But the genetics of my family is that all of my grandparents lived to be in their 90s.
Jesus.
My parents are probably going to lived into their 90s, which, genetically speaking, gives me the predisposition of having a long life.
Oh, lucky you. My family's not. So.
But at the same time, I don't know if I want to be around for 90 years.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I say this now that I'm a young, spry, going into trying to build a career, that the moment that I stop being productive to society is the day that I'm going to start dying. I feel that. I feel that very hard. that the day that I stop being... So when I retire, I'm going to be just like, I'm going to drink.
So what's your excuse now?
What do you mean?
What's your excuse now?
I'm trying to make a living between two jobs.
Huh.
At least I'm happy-ish.
Yeah.
That's more than a lot of people our age can say.
True, true. Very true. Oh.
I think we've beaten this horse as right, far as we can.
Right.
Well, I'm Kurt Steiner.
I'm going to go see Venom on Thursday.
Oh.
One of us has to take the bullet for the team.
Well, I know that I'm going to eventually watch it on Vudu because you're going to probably put it on Vudu.
My dad will at least buy it.
So I know I'm going to see it eventually, just I don't feel like paying for it. Because when I go to the movie theater...
AMC A-list, bud.
But, when I go to the movie theater, I want the whole movie theater experience. I want to have a drink, popcorn.
Or something, yeah.
And I don't feel like I can justify that much money for Venom.
Let's see. I wonder if the Rotten Tomatoes is out yet for it. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting an error message.
Oh, another thing that I hate about this week is that we finally get a little bit of a taste of fall, so we get our 60s and 70s, like our 50s and 60s days, and then this whole next week is supposed to be 70s and 80s. I think this is dumb.
Yeah, I mean, no consensus yet on Venom. We'll see.
We'll see.
And I do know it has two post-credits.
Post-credits?
It has post-credits. Yeah.
Weird.
You know, the Amazing Spider-Man, first Amazing Spider-Man, had a post-credit scene for an X-Men movie?
Really? They were supposed to be in a connected universe.
It was a weird... I'm pretty sure... It may have been Amazing Spider-Man 2. One of the Amazing Spider-Man movies had a post-credit scene for X-Men Days of Future Past.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, randomly. It was like, what? There's nothing...
There's no connection.
There's no connection.
Speaking of which, we forgot to talk about the...
Oh, Dark Phoenix trailer.
Yeah, looks good.
That's
my review.
No,
looks good.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
It does not look good.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not going to be a great movie.
I forgot about it. That's how bad that trailer was.
I mean, it's not going to be a stellar movie, but I mean, that's...
So X3, The Last Stand, left a bad taste in everyone's mouth.
I kind of enjoy that movie.
So this movie, which is supposed to be Fox's second chance at doing the Dark Phoenix, they should be doing it right this time. Wait, you're following some of the exact same plot elements? Oh, Xavier picked her up as a little girl after she had issues with her family, put mental blocks in from keeping her from becoming super powerful, and then you force her to run away to Magneto, who's the sound mind in the situation. I just told you the plot for both Phoenix movies. I'm not okay with that.
But X-Men Apocalypse was horrid.
Yeah, but that was also coming off of First Class and Days of Future Past, which were awesome.
Days of Future Past and First Class were good, but Apocalypse was fucking horrid.
I don't hate Apocalypse. I don't quite understand the hate around Apocalypse.
I saw it on an airplane, and I couldn't... Okay, so there's two movies that I couldn't finish that I've seen on an airplane, and this was when I was doing the cruise ship job. Yeah. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles by Michael Bay. I couldn't get more than 10 minutes in.
That movie was horrid. Yes.
I couldn't get more than
10 minutes. I would definitely not put those
in
the same category.
Apocalypse about... I would say about 20 minutes before the ending.
You couldn't even finish.
I couldn't do it anymore. The villain seemed hammy. The consequences seemed bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, well. I don't know what they're doing with that movie. It's like you have an opportunity
first versus the movie they already had
done
and had started showing trailers for
a year ago.
What's the movie called?
New Mutants.
New Mutants is not getting released for a long time.
So the first New Mutants trailer came out in October 2017, It's now been a year. The movie was supposed to come out in February of 2018. Mm-hmm. The trailer now came out a year ago. The release date for the movie is now September of, or August, sorry, August of 2019. Holy It'll hell. Almost be 2 years since we got that first trailer.
They must have been doing real rework on it.
So it was set up to be a trilogy. And I think from what I've heard and I understand, they're making it way more self-contained just because of the Disney deal.
Yep, that would make sense.
That also has a lot to do with them pushing back. Because,
Deadpool 3.
Well, Deadpool 3's not even been announced yet, so.
But you know what has been announced for a third movie? PG-13
Deadpool coming out in December.
Has it?
A recut of Deadpool 2. A PG-13 cut of Deadpool 2 is coming out in theaters in December.
Are you kidding me?
The first image of it looked awesome. It's Deadpool sitting next to Fred Savage, who's laying in bed, and Deadpool's reading him a storybook. So, The Princess Bride.
Huh.
So, there's a bunch of new footage in it, so I'm curious on what that movie is going to be. What is a PG-13 version of Deadpool 2?
So, is it going to be like Deadpool 2.5?
Yeah, but PG-13.
Huh.
I don't know if it's them testing the water to see if a PG-13 Deadpool
is acceptable.
Is acceptable, if it would work.
Huh.
It doesn't really cost them money.
I was going to say, the next movie that's coming out that I'm looking for, I cannot wait for this. You Halloween? Told me. No. Kingsman 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on top of a Kingsman 3 announcement, they have also announced another Kingsman movie.
Really?
Set in World War One. It's an origin Kingsman film.
Oh, yes!
Sploosh.
Sploosh. Oh, that made me happy.
Yeah, and I'm apparently Ralph Fiennes is going to star in that.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting. I'm all for it. Bring me more. Oh, I did pick it up, but Stranger Things had a comic book come out this week.
Ooh. How was it?
I didn't pick it up.
Oh, okay.
But the story looks interesting. It's, I flipped through the first issue. Basically, it's the events of the first season, but told from Will Byers' point of view in the Upside Down.
Okay.
So that's an interesting... If you're going to adapt to the first season, why not see what he's going through completely, you know?
He's going through some fucked up shit. That's what he's going
yeah,
through.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah. And that's all I got. See, we had more to talk about. I might do a little mini recording after Venom.
This movie sucked. I'm David West.
I have a feeling I'm going to be really opinionated walking out of that movie theater.
Well, I don't blame you. But on this Thursday and Friday, I'm actually going down to hang out with my fraternity brothers to... I'm going to have fun. I'm not going to have to worry about that.
Unless they all want to go see Venom.
There's one that does, and I already told them, you have fun seeing Venom. I'm going to have fun doing real social things with my fraternity brothers, like going out and getting food and drinking.
And, I mean, if it's anything like Kavanaugh and his fraternity brothers, gangbangs.
Yeah. I've always been curious about the Skull and Crossbone Society.
I went to Yale.
Oh, Brett, you're a smart motherfucker. Oh, shit. If you guys haven't seen that Pulp Fiction crossover with the Kavanaugh hearing.
How come you keep messing up his name?
I don't know how to say his name.
Kavanaugh.
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 Yaw.
Kavanaugh.
Whatever.
Kavanaugh.
He might as well be. But yeah, I was about to say I'm David West.
My wife might have issues with that.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
Have a good night, guys. I almost said I was People get us confused all the time, so I think it's funny.
I'm gonna hit stop. Continue to listen. Follow me on Twitter at David West_KOES. Us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. And if you live locally in Indianapolis, come see me on Trivia Nights at Sun King in Fishers.
You can also follow me on Untappd. I just got this.
No one uses it anymore.
I know. That's why I'm a dinosaur. Hey, Triton used it. They actually cheers me when I said that this was a good beer.
I don't know why people use it anymore. I still see people use it. I don't use it anymore.
I think it's cool. But I mean, I guess I'm just a dinosaur.
You're just late to the party.
Really late. Like, super late.
Oh, you know what comes out this week?
What?
Also on Thursday?
What?
Mario Party.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah. Odyssey. That looks fun.
Yeah.
Is that coming out to Switch?
No, of course not. Because it can't. It doesn't have the power to run it, unfortunately. All right. So I'm hitting the space bar. Catch you guys next week, hopefully.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.